Welcome to Designing Your Life Today with Pat Council, the Power Lady, coming to you with Power Episode number 21.
Join Pat Council on Designing Your Life Today. Get tips and techniques for having better health, more wealth, and learn to cultivate fruitful relationships. Build your dream life by learning to use what you already have to get started. You have what it takes because you're built by design to win. Never give up. Instead, power up. Make the commitment now to do life with power.
Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is your host, Pat Council. And I tell you, this is the day after Thanksgiving, and it is Black Friday. How exciting is that? Listen, while I'm out and about or kind of cruising around or surfing through the internet, if I see any great Black Friday deals, they will be on my Facebook page. So you guys can check out facebook.com/designingyourlifetoday because I will post them there for you, or check out facebook.com/pat.council and I will post them there for you. But who knows? I might be too busy to do that because I might be out shopping. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about why we need to love our enemies. Nobody likes to talk about that because love is kind of a mushy word. So we're going to talk about that today. And then later in the show, Mario J. Payne of Raymond James Financial will be here with us. Many of you that are traveling during the holidays and you're out there with loved ones, and hope you got there safely, and you have to return. So you also want to make sure that you have a very safe return. So I hope you guys enjoyed your Thanksgiving day yesterday. I know I did. I cooked this amazing turkey and I had a lot of fun with that. So anyway, with that being said, let's jump into our show for today and find out about this whole enemies and love thing. I want to remind you guys that I have a webinar that's coming up in December. You can go to our website, designyourlifetoday.com/webinar, and you can get information on that. Or if you're listening to the show from blog.designyourlifetoday.com/blog, there's a link there for you also, and you can just click on that link and find out how to register for the webinar. And so you want to get registered for that. It's absolutely free, and it's about intentionally creating five figures plus each month. And so you're going to learn how to do that. You want to go into 2016 really knowing what to do and having that clarity and getting to where it is you want to be. All right. This time we're really getting to our why you should love your enemies. You know, it's a biblical quote that we should love our enemies. And it tells us to love our enemies and do good to those who hate us. And it tells us to love our enemies and to pray for those who persecute us. In other words, those who say really ugly things about us. And we're also told not to overcome, to be overcome by evil, but to overcome evil with good. So what's the big deal behind all of that? Because if you look at television, and by the way, you can find these scriptures in Luke, Matthew, and Romans. And I'll just kind of give you the books because I wrote it down here. Luke chapter 6 verse 27 tells you to love your enemies and do good to those who hate you. Matthew 5 verse 44 tells you to love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. And Romans 12, you can read the 19th verse through the 21st verse, but I went all the way to the end where I talked about don't be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. So there, now you have your reference points. But when we watch television today, it's always someone getting back at someone. It's always someone getting revenge. It's always someone who's making another person angry, and there's always some kind of retaliation of sorts. And for example, there's always, and even on a let's say, younger scale, when it comes to the youngsters, there's always the bully and sometimes the person who's getting back at the bully and vice versa. But the truth of the matter is, or the bully is kind of getting at the other person by being mean to them for whatever reason. But either way, there's some enemy energy going on there and a whole atmosphere of enemies. So why is it so important to love your enemies? Because that's easier said than done. Sometimes people will say something about you that will make you angry. People will draw a conclusion about you that is so far away from who you are, or they think that you intended to hurt them on some level by something that you said or something that you did, and that's the farthest thing from your mind. And so as a result of that, they draw a conclusion that you are their enemy, and they may say something ugly about you, and then you decide to draw the conclusion that they are now your enemy, that you don't want to bother with them. It's really easy for people to say, well, I'm not going to be friends with that person anymore. And that's okay if you don't want to be friends with that person. But to turn them into your enemy, you want to understand what it's doing to you, the person who's doing that. When you turn someone into your enemy, and when you stop loving someone, or you don't send that love energy to that person who's hurt you, or someone who's talking about you, or someone who's done something to you, it actually is a reflection. It's reflecting on you. And why is it so important for you to love that person in spite of what they've done to you? Now, I know this is easier said than done, because when someone talks about you, or someone draws a conclusion about you, or someone leaves you out, or someone who you thought was your friend, and they start go hanging around with other friends and they leave you out of it, they don't invite you to their reindeer games, or someone backbites and says something about you, mean about you to someone else. Yeah, it's really difficult to forgive that person or to even want to be friends with that person again. Now, you don't have to be friends with them, but the reason why you want to send them love, you want to send them loving energy, because first of all, people like that, they misunderstand kind of what life is all about. And they're coming from a very low energy position. And so if you go down there with them, now you're coming from a low energy position. And what's the big deal about that? The big deal is, what's your biggest goal? What are your goals you have for this year? What do you want to achieve in not just this year, but in your life? What do you want to bring to you with expediency? What are you hoping for, praying for, working for? I can tell you, if you're going to hate your enemies and you're going to send them lots of hate energy, that energy is going to bring something back to you that you don't want. You know, you're activating something within yourself that's going to bring you less than what you deserve. And you're activating a part of you, for example, hate. You're activating that hate part of you. And hate is connected to everything that limits your prosperity, everything that limits you having something good. So keep it in mind, when we talk about prosperity, we're not just talking about money. It limits your income. It limits your friends, how many friends you have, or if you have friends at all. It limits the ability for your relationships that you're in. It limits the ability for those relationships to blossom and go to the next level. And so it kind of hurts all the way around. Not only that, when you carry that kind of heavy energy with you, it causes illnesses in you, and it can actually kind of spark diseases that you don't want. And so the thing about it is, when you can put out loving energy, then you can overcome anything. And it's so important to understand the power of love. You know, the Bible says that God is love. So think about that. And it also tells us that God is within us. We make a big deal about the fact that God doesn't exist. And some people make a big deal about that. And some people don't question it, and they don't doubt it one way or the other. I'm one of those that don't doubt the existence of God. But the kind of riff about the existence of God is because people are looking for some old dude with a beard, long white beard, up in the sky, who's looking down, judging us, and who's ready to condemn us for doing the tiniest little thing. But if you look at the Bible tells us that God is within. And so when you realize that God is within, and it says God is love, so that means that love has to come from you. So if instead of putting out love, which is our very nature to do so, if you go against your nature and you're putting out hate because something that someone has done to you, now you're not going to get what you want. You're going to get back what you don't want, and you're going to get it back in abundance. And it's going to come back in a way to where you're going to be wondering, how did I get myself into this situation? Because the minute you start coming from that position of hate, you automatically go to a position of lack. See, hate starts to cut off anything that prospers. Hate starts to cut off anything that's growing in a beautiful manner. And I want to say hate is like the darkness, but you know, there are times when, and it's equated to the darkness, but the truth of the matter is when things are dark, we need both sunlight and darkness. So I won't equate hate to darkness. Hate is an energy in and of itself, but it isn't a kind of energy that will cast a shadow on your life. Shadow is a better word. That will cast a shadow on your life that will bring you to things that you don't want. And when you start to wonder why you are working so hard and you're trying to get ahead and every time you turn around something happens, then you want to pay attention to your words and your feelings and just kind of take a moment and look at how you feel about other people. Look at, are you angry with someone? Are you harboring ill will towards that person? Are you a person who's going around gossiping and saying mean things about that person because they've done something to you that's either infringed on you or hurt your feelings? And so you want to look at that. And I know that a lot of us have been through that where we've kind of gotten to the gossip ring and we've said things that perhaps we shouldn't have said about someone, or we've said something to a person that we didn't mean to say and it came across pretty harshly. And so that may have happened, but the point is, it doesn't matter which one it is or how it came out. The energy that was coming out was a low energy type of energy, and that energy was certainly the opposite of love. So when you start to put out an energy that is the opposite of love, then keep in mind that you are stunting your growth. Now, if you put out love and you forgive that person and you let that go, it doesn't mean that you have to hang out with them. It doesn't mean that you have to make them your lifelong buddy. But if you get into the flow of life, then it may evolve to the point where you guys are friends again and you do become closer as a result because you weathered a kind of a storm. Okay, metaphorically speaking, of course. So you weathered that storm. And so my point is that, see, but the reality of it is that when you open up and you let love come through, then one of the things that's going to happen is whether you guys end up being friends again or not, or whether you end up falling in love with your spouse all over again, or no matter what happens in that situation, if the energy that's coming from you is love, then the person who's going to benefit is you. You're going to either attract more love into your life. You're going to attract either, if you attract new friends, you're going to attract probably friends who are more loving, more understanding, who you can make a stronger and better connection with. You're going to have a lot more fun in your life as a result of that. You know, I hear people who talk about how much they hate a certain person. I hate this person. I hate that person. And they spend a lot of time. I can't stand her. I can't stand him. And they don't understand what they're saying and what the kind of energy that they're putting out. And especially the famous saying, he makes me sick, or you make me sick, or she makes me sick. And so when they say that, and they say it with that kind of energy where they're spewing out an energy that's opposite of love, then what's happening, it's no surprise when they actually do get sick. See, so whatever you're putting out, whatever kind of low energy you're putting out, your return is going to be equal to low energy, which is where poverty is, which is where being alone is, which is where failure is there. And it's down kind of in that low energy spot, low energy place in your life. And so what you want to do is you want to put out love. You want to love everybody if you can. Okay, and you can. If you can love one, you can certainly love another. Keeping in mind that that doesn't mean that you guys have to hang out like you're bosom buddies forever. In our country, right here in America, you know, there are people who fight because this person doesn't like this race doesn't like that race. And the sad part about it is a house divided can't stand. And because of that, it's made us weaker as a country. And so during this Thanksgiving holiday, I decided to talk about this because this is a really important thing. If you want your life to go to another level in every area, if you want to start to get ideas for how to come out of something, how to make things better in your life, then you really want to put out love. And you want to be open to what flows back to you in the name of love. And when you can do that, then you're going to get something amazing coming your way. And you're going to be super excited about how your life turns out. Well, that's all I have for you today, you guys. You know what I'm going to do? I'm about to bounce out of here. And not saying I'm going to go shopping, but I just want to kind of get in the mix a little bit, see what's going on out there. It's always fun on Black Friday to see people scattering around and scammering to get the big, bigger, better deal kind of thing. You know, I'm an internet kind of person. So, hey, Cyber Monday is right around the corner. And with us, since we are on the internet, stay tuned because we've got some great deals for you on Cyber Monday also. Hey, but in the meantime, if you're hanging out on Black Friday, you guys have a great time. If you're out with your family and you're visiting your family, enjoy your family. Enjoy your friends. Have a lot of fun. Make sure you stay safe. And don't forget to do life with power. We're going to take a quick break and then we're going to come back with Mario J. Payne of Raymond James Financial. And we are going to find out how to be even safer. How exciting is that? Hey, we'll be back in a moment. Hi, you guys. This is Pat Counsell, the host of Designing Your Life Today. And I just want to take a moment and thank you guys for listening to our podcast, Designing Your Life Today. If we have not touched on a subject that you are interested in hearing about or a subject that will help you achieve your goals, by all means, send us an email and let us know. You can go to our website at designingyourlifetoday.com and click right there on the homepage and contact us and let us know what would help you do life with power. Also, I want to invite you to register to receive our free monthly newsletter, Design a Lifestyle. It has lots of great information in it. You're going to get first-hand access to free limited edition resources and free limited edition simple money making ebooks. So you'll get first-hand on all of that. You're going to get content that's tailored to developing a lifestyle of better health and more wealth, and also content tailored specifically to your needs. In other words, content that will help you achieve your personal goals. Through your questions and through your comments, I will learn more about your needs and your wants, and I'm going to deliver information that matter to you. You're going to get no motivational hype, just inspirational ideas that will help you to design your best life. So get signed up for our amazing newsletter, and there's going to be so much more that's going to be available to you to excite you, inspire you, and help you to illuminate your life to the point where you are living intentionally. To get registered, go to designingyourlifetoday.com/newsletter. That's designingyourlifetoday.com/newsletter. I look forward to hearing from you guys. Okay, you guys, welcome back to Designing Your Life Today. This is your host, Pat Counsell. And as always on Financial Fridays, we love to learn more about how to increase our wealth and how to just improve our overall life. And with that being said, we've got Thanksgiving that's right around the corner. It's coming up. I don't know about you guys, but I'm putting in some extra exercise time so that I can eat like there's no tomorrow. Okay, I'm not going to eat that much. But anyway, Thanksgiving is right around the corner, and a lot of you are going to be traveling and going home to visit family and friends and make some very valuable connections. With that being said, we have Mario J. Payne of Raymond James Financial, who often shows up to talk to us about growing our finances. And so he's going to talk to us about this amazing holiday that we love. Actually, Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays. So, and you guys know all month long we've been celebrating you. And so this is just another way for us to celebrate you, to hear from Mario J. Payne of Raymond James Financial. Good morning, Mario.
Pat, how are we doing today?
I am doing great. How about you?
Oh, good, good, good. Another beautiful Friday.
Awesome, awesome. So what have you got for us today?
So today I wanted to talk about just the last-minute Thanksgiving travel tips. If you think about it, you know, Thanksgiving, just like you said, is almost here, and the holidays are just around the corner. So if you're flying across the state or across the country, you know, there's a lot of planning that needs to be done. Many of us will either go to a house, to a house guest, see a family member, or we actually might be a host. Now, I like being a house guest more than the host because you have to clean up after everybody, but that's another thing. And knowing the kind of what to expect is the key. You know, so a couple of travel tips come in handy. And the first thing is, you know, what's just the most important thing for travelers when they are flying? And I would say pack light. You definitely want to use a carry-on bag instead of that huge, big, heavy suitcase. If you think about for a guest, most airlines do not charge a fee for carry-ons. Now, there are exceptions like Allegiant, for instance, Frontier, Spirit. They do charge, and that's how they kind of tack on their costs. But your larger airlines, your Deltas of the world, your Southwest and others, they don't charge. So that could be anywhere between $25 to $75 per bag that you do not have to pay. Another benefit, when you're traveling, it seems like your bags get lost at the most inopportune time. So just to make sure that you don't lose your bags, you definitely want to make sure you pack light. And for a host, if I'm a host, it's basically less stuff to cram in the trunk. You know, if I'm picking up someone from the airport, I don't want to cram all that stuff in. You know, if I don't have a lot of room in the house or a lot of room in the room they're going to stay in, I don't want to lug all their stuff. So I would say if you're a host, you probably want to tell the people coming in town to pack light. Another benefit, you know, if you're picking up a guest from the airport, you know, the traveler have a carry-on, they can skip the baggage carousel, so now you're not, you know, driving in circles and being stuck in traffic waiting for the person to come out, especially if it's a Wednesday or a Friday. You know, the airport can be very, very hectic, so it allows you time to pick up your guest and go to your destination.
Awesome. Now, Mario has given us one of the most important tips for holiday travelers. Now, you were talking about the airport, and you talked about picking up a passenger. Now, when you shared how early we should get to the airport, the passenger. Now, what are some other steps to avoid kind of security snafus when traveling? Because that can really put a damper on a person's trip.
Yeah. So it's two things you want to think about. Number one, when it comes to avoiding the actual security snafus by themselves, you definitely want to know the TSA rules. You know, if you're not sure if something is allowed or not allowed through a checkpoint, you know, you can find out through the TSA app. Actually, the TSA has an app, believe it or not, and it's also on their website as well. Anything remotely liquid, like you know, homemade sauces, for instance, a salsa that you have made, any jellies or peanut butter, in containers larger than 3.4 ounces are usually banned. So you just want to take that in consideration. If you are packing light, if you have lotion, if you have shampoo or things of that nature, that may not be allowed. So just want to take those things into consideration. Again, if I'm a guest flying to someone or going to somebody's destination, you know, don't be forced to toss all that homemade gifts or jams, you know, to your grandmother. So you're leaving your grandmother's, now you're going back home, and she unloaded all that food to you. You know, you don't have to take all that stuff. You don't have to. I would just say ship it. If you have a favorite dish that you make, you can always ship that. You definitely want to avoid tossing the bottle of wine, you know, from the local vineyard that's close by, because that may or may not be let on a plane, and it'll be a waste of a $30 bottle of nice Pinot Grigio, so to speak. Right. That goes down the drain. And if you'd like to travel with water, you definitely want to bring an empty water bottle from home and then fill it up after you get past TSA. And then from a host standpoint, you know, you can always pick up wine. You know, so you don't have to force them to bring their wine or bring that favorite beverage. You can order it from Amazon or eBay or things of that nature. So you definitely want to pack light, and you want to make sure that you are in coordinates with all the TSA rules and regulations that are out there.
Wow, they have so many rules out there. It's almost makes you not want to fly. It does. So it's ridiculous that you can't even take bottled water anymore. You've got to take in empty containers, no liquids. However, it's better, I guess, to be really safe.
Yeah. And then to take it a step further with the TSA, you know, with all the craziness that's going on in the world with the recent terror attacks, the actual security level might be high. I know for me, for myself, I flew in for Memphis last week, and we flew in on Friday and flew out on Sunday, and it was a lot more security, a lot more individuals being checked on Sunday compared to Friday when the terrorist attack happened. So you definitely just want to make sure that you're in full compliance with the TSA around this time of the year.
Sure, absolutely. Now, you said there was a lot more security. With all the security that we have now, how could there possibly have been more?
So remember, when it's a heightened security check, that means that they usually check more people. So that kind of gets to the next question, you know, how early should a person get to the airport?
Yes.
Well, if more bags are being checked, if more people are now being wanded per se by the magic wand that they have, you definitely want to get to the airport earlier than usual. Now, typically, most airlines tell you to get to the airport an hour to an hour and a half before. Now, I would take it a step further. It might be better to get to the airport 2, maybe even 3 hours ahead of time. If you think about somebody flying in to see someone, Thanksgiving's usually the biggest time of the year to fly. In airports, there'll be mob of crowds. So that means a lot of cars is going to be. So you definitely don't want to avoid long lines when it comes to parking your car. I know a lot of airlines offer valet services, but those could be in between $40 to $60 a day, which is very expensive. It's convenient, but it's very, very expensive. So if you do get to the airport early, it just makes things a lot easier. If you think about baggage and security, in numerous ways, people are waiting for their bags. So again, that's why we say you want to park light. Now, there's no guarantee that you might not miss your flight, but the earlier that you get there, the better that it is. And again, most airlines say get there an hour to an hour and a half. I would actually say during the holidays, if you get there 2.5 hours, 3 hours. So what if you're early? Then, you know, most airports have free Wi-Fi. You can at least surf the internet for a while you're waiting.
True. That's true. And I think that cuts down on the stress of it all, too. And as always, because Mario is the finance guy, he threw in his little tip about saving money and in terms of not using or having to use valet parking because it is very expensive. Now, in some places, and I've never used this, I don't think I have, some places you can actually make arrangements for a shuttle to pick you up from a certain location, and I guess mostly that's hotels. And sometimes it's not a bad idea to spend the night at a hotel and get a shuttle to the airport. That way you can leave your car home if you want. So you can leave it in the garage if that's what you want to do. You get somebody to drop you off at the hotel.
Yeah, very good. And think about Uber. I mean, depending on how close you are. I know for us, you know, we're literally 5 minutes away from the airport. I mean, it would be a long bike ride, but if I wanted to ride my bike one day to the airport, I could. So for individuals that live 5, 10, 15 minutes away and they don't want to deal with the parking and the hassle of parking, getting out, waiting for a shuttle, valet parking, you know, you can definitely take an Uber, and that actually might, in the end, might save you a couple of dollars. So Uber might be something to think about. But again, you just definitely want to make sure you get to the airport very, very, very early, because we would hate for you to be there Wednesday and miss your flight and then not be able to get back to your destination Thursday evening when all the turkey and all the greens and macaroni and cheese and cornbread is gone.
Stay away from that macaroni and cheese. It's, I tell you, that stuff is too good. But, okay, as we wrap up for today, are there any other tips that travelers should consider doing during their holiday travel?
Oh, yes. You definitely want to be able to get in contact with your airline. Most airlines have apps, they have websites, so you want to get in contact with them so you can be notified if it's a delay, if it's a cancellation, if you're flying to somewhere like Atlanta where it seems like They change their gate and change their terminal every 5 minutes. I mean, I can remember I was in Atlanta last year, and over a half an hour time period, it went from gate B6 to C6 to back to B14. So you definitely want to make sure that you're in constant communication, or you have, you know, the airline's app, or you're talking to people at the desk just to make sure if it is any changes, gate changes, cancellations, delays, that you know. But with that being said, you know, delay information can be as slow as it can be, but that's why you want to make sure that you have, like Delta, for instance, you want to have their app or the Southwest app so you can get to that information as soon as possible. And then from a social media standpoint, you know, you can always follow them on Twitter. It's a very, very quick way to if you have a problem, to, you know, tweet them out a question. I've heard in past that airlines are very good on Twitter, social media, kind of answering questions if you're stuck at an airport or things of that nature. So you just want to make sure on a social media standpoint that you know what airline you're going to, and you have them on social media so that if you have any questions that need to be asked, I mean, or answered, excuse me, that they're answered in a very, very quick way.
Okay, well, we've got to wrap up here and take a break. But, Mario, can you just give your phone number in case someone has questions about their finances?
Yeah, very, very easy. So, Mario Payne, office number 904-733-5321, and our email, mario.payne@raymondjames.com.
Okay, you guys, that was Mario J. Payne. Mario, you have an amazing weekend.
Have a great day yourself. Happy holidays.